The girl lay in pain, struggling for breath, for what no human hand could now supply. Suddenly, she looked up and clapped her hands as delighted children do. Her anguished face lightened with celestial joy and happiness, holding out her arms to someone whom she could see, but we could not. All three of us were privileged to see the same thing. No trace of pain was left on that face that had been so racked with pain, as her soul sped to the place where sin is quite unknown. The three of us had been permitted to follow her to the very border of the land of joy, where things unseen are revealed forever. If the spray from the edge of the pool can be like this, what must the fountain of joy itself be like? And we who are left, surrounded by weighty reminders of this world's woes, joyfully remember the nearness and the dearness of that heavenly kingdom. How poor the outlook of those who think the dead in Christ are merely dead and gone. They are never more alive than when serving the Lord God of hosts in the courts of highest heaven.